You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let us begin with top news. Adani Transmission Limited has posted an 85.48% jump in its consolidated net profit at Rs. 439.60 crores during March FY23 quarter, helped by higher income. It had clocked a net profit of Rs. 237 crores during the January-March quarter of the preceding 2021-22 financial year, the company said in a regulatory filing on Monday. The total income of the company increased to Rs. 3,494.84 crores from Rs. 3,165.35 crores in the year-ago quarter. For the whole FY23, the net profit rose to 1,280.6 crore rupees from 1,235.75 crore rupees recorded in financial year 22. Total income during the entire fiscal stood at Rs. 13,840.46 crores, up from Rs. 11,861.47 crores in financial year 22. Gautam Adani, Chairman Adani Group, said, quote, "We are leaders in the transmission and distribution space and have consistently set new industry standards in efficiency, performance and asset development. Adani Transmission is well positioned to deliver exponential growth and we are working towards fulfilling our nation's massive electricity needs and strengthening our position as a world-class utility," unquote. In another news related to industry, Accenture, a leading IT services and consulting firm, has inducted over 200 electric vehicles in its fleet in India. This, it says, is part of its commitment to environmental sustainability and will enable climate-smart travel options for its people across four locations: Bengaluru, Mumbai, Hyderabad, and the National Capital Region. The initiative is aligned to Accenture's global commitment to drive tangible environmental change and run sustainable operations, including achieving net zero emissions by the end of 2025, moving to zero waste and planning for water risk. As of 2022, the company says it has achieved a renewable electricity mix of over 99% in its offices and reused or recycled 100% of its e-waste relating to computers and workstations in India. Moving on to commodities, after Reliance Industries Limited and its partner BP PLC of the UK, Nayara Energy, the nation's largest private fuel retailer, has started selling petrol and diesel at Rs. 1 less than the fuel sold by state-owned retailers, officials said. While state-owned Indian Oil Corporation, Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited and Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited continue to hold prices despite a drop in international rates, private fuel retailers have started passing on the benefit to consumers. Earlier this month, GOBP, the retail fuel joint venture of Reliance and BP, started selling superior grade diesel at Rs. 1 per litre cheaper than normal or regular grade diesel sold by state-owned companies. The additive enhanced diesel helps clean dirt deposits in engines and can improve fuel efficiency. While Reliance BP has priced only diesel less than that of PSUs, Nayara is selling both diesel and petrol at rates below state-owned firms. Let us talk about market. Oil giant Saudi Aramco shares a couple of trades with Apple Inc. and Microsoft Corp. A market capitalization measured in the trillions of dollars and a stratospheric price-to-earnings ratio. Unlike those tech behemoths, though, Aramco's valuation relies more on smoke and mirrors than the market's collective wisdom. That matters because the Saudi government, which directly and indirectly still controls 98% of the company's equity after its 2019 initial public offering, is now mulling whether to sell more shares. Technically, there's nothing unreasonable about Aramco's valuation, currently sitting just above $2 trillion and making it the world's third largest publicly traded company. Meanwhile, wind energy solutions provider Inox Wind on Tuesday said that it has bagged an order for a 150 MW wind power project from NTPC Renewable Energy Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of NTPC Green Energy Limited. The project will be executed in Gujarat, and with this, the total orders from NTPC to Inox Wind stands at 550 MW till date, the company said in a regulatory filing. Kailash Tarachandani, CEO Inox Wind, expressed his gratitude towards NTPC REL for the project and also expressed the company's aspiration to cultivate a long-term partnership with NTPC while working towards helping them realize their renewable energy goals. As part of the order, Inox Wind will supply and install existing and new technology wind turbine generators. Lastly, domestic indices ended Tuesday's session in the green. The NSE Nifty 50 climbed 35.20 points or 0.19% to 18,633.85 and BSE Sensex surged 122.75 points or 0.20% to 62,969.13. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty jumped 124.45 points or 0.28% to 44,436.35. Nifty Financial Services gained 73.35 points or 0.38% to 19,606.05. Nifty IT rose 57.45 points or 0.20% to 29,297.65, while Nifty Metal plunged 54.65 points or 0.91% to 5,936.55. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were ITC, HDFC Life, Bajaj Finserv, Kotak Bank and Bajaj Finance, while the losers were Hindalco, Adani Enterprises, Tata Steel, Tech Mahindra and Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.